Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Growing Up. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
It's just far too common that adults are really inside children. And so they act like, I'm talking about spiritual children, and they act like spiritual children. They get their feelings hurt over nothing. They get aggravated, mad over nothing. They pout. I'm talking about adults. I'm talking about 40-year-olds, 60-year-olds, right? They pout. And they go into depression. And they do things to get attention. Children. Spiritual children. How many know you cannot do, you can't get the work of God done, you can't get the plan of God done with a church full of kids? Church full of children. Children are not up for the job. Children are just engrossed and obsessed in their own little petty world. And sadly, that's what you have in many churches. And the sadder than that is that's how most of them want it to stay. Oh, they wouldn't put up with somebody like me.
No, they wouldn't.
Oh, man. They'd fire me. They'd replace me. No, they want somebody that'll coddle them and let them be a child for the next 50 years. And don't expect anything of me. Don't tell me I have any responsibility. That's why, you know, millions of Christians think they like what I call no-fault religion. No matter what happens, it's not our fault. No matter what doesn't happen, it's not our fault. It's just God in His mysterious ways. We don't know why it doesn't happen or why it did happen, but it's not our fault. We got nothing to do with it. We just come to church sometime. And you just ought to be glad that we came. Well, tell that to the Lord. Tell Him you ought to be glad you came. See how it goes over. No. He has a job for us to do. And in order for us to do this job, we must grow up. We must grow up to be full, grown men and women of God that can handle stuff, that can deal with stuff, that can get up early and stay up late and go as far as it takes and endure hardness as good soldiers of Jesus Christ. And be willing to lay it all on the line. Yes. And be the Lord's disciple. And pay whatever price it costs. Yes. Right? And get this thing done. Yes. We have a job. This, every church does. We have a commission on us. And a directive on us. We're only 4 years old. As a church. But time is short. So I believe God's got us on an accelerated development program. And how many have a desire that you and I, this church family, we could be used of God? We could be used of God to get a lot of people into the kingdom of God. A lot of people born again. A lot of people restored to fellowship with a lot of people filled with the Spirit, full of power and in the gifts of the Spirit, healed and delivered. Millions. Why not millions? Why not? Why not? Why couldn't God use us? Well, it won't happen. All of us sitting around sucking our thumb. Amen. Mad because somebody didn't do something for us. Can't happen. It won't happen like that. He said, when I became a man, when I grew up, I put away childish things. Now, we looked at this last time, but I want you to look at it again and go on to another area. Luke 2. We saw this with Jesus. And He is our perfect example. And the Bible said, John said by the Spirit, that he supposed that if everything Jesus said and did was recorded, that not even the world itself could contain the books that would be written. So we have a really, really small portion recorded of what Jesus said and did, which should cause us to realize all the more how important these things are. out of all the, how many believe that Jesus did not say a bunch of unnecessary, superfluous stuff? Everything he said was important. And so if we've got a very tiny, tiny portion of what he said recorded here, this was chosen out of all the important things he said and did for all men for all time. In Luke 2, look at the significance of this. Luke 2. Jesus, the Bible said in verse 42, when he was what? 12 years old. Everybody say 12 years old. 12 years old. Why did it tell us how old he was? Significant. Is there a change happening in his life at this particular time in his life? At 12 years old. We ought to take note of that age, since the Bible tells us about it both naturally and spiritually. When a young one has been alive on the earth for 12 years, and then when somebody has been born again for 12 years. Did you see this? Should something be happening in somebody by the time they've been in the kingdom of God for 12 years? Huh? Should they at still, having been born again 12 years, 15 years, 20 years, should they still be dependent on other people to do all their praying for them, all their believing for them? No, no. What was the turn, the change that we see in Jesus at this age? You know the story? When they went to go back home, he didn't go. He stayed back where? At the temple. Well, what did he do the year before? He went home. And the year before that. And the year before that. Right? And the year before that. What's different about this year? He's different. Something's changed in his... What was he doing the last trip they made? Instead of sitting in the temple talking about the word, what was he doing? He was with the other kids. Whatever they were doing. Some people don't like to look at that, but that's exactly what was going on. Exactly. But this year, somebody say this year.
This year.
Oh, and that's a prophetic word. This year. This is a year that dreams come true. Ha ha! Hey! Glory to God. This is a year that dreams come true. This is a year that changes occur. This is a year we grow up. We lay childish things behind. Amen. Something happened in Jesus this year when he was 12 years old. You know, I'm convinced, Phyllis and I have talked about this numerous times, people expect too little of their children.
No, that's right.
They treat children like they don't know anything, and they know a lot.
That's right.
They treat children like they can't conceive and understand anything. They can understand a lot. Particularly by the time they're this age. By the time one is 12 years old, they're able to handle adult things.
Yes, sir.
Did you hear me?
Yes, sir.
They're able to begin to conceive spiritual adult vision.
That's right.
Yes,
sir. That's right.
Oh, did you get this? And you'll find, a lot of you can testify to this, many, many times during this age, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, is when people have had visitations of the Lord. Now, I'm not saying they had to have a vision, but I mean the Lord ministered to them. And they realized something about their life and about a call and about a purpose. And it's sad that a lot of them, that's not nourished, it's not nurtured, and they get away from it, and they get cold, and they go to the college and act like the devil.
Yes, sir.
Did you hear me? And get all messed up and waste half their life.
Yeah.
Where if they'd have laid hold of that. I mean, if they'd have jumped on that with both feet and embraced it when they were 11 and 12 and 13 and never got away from it, then where would they have been when they're 40 years old then? Oh, where they're supposed to be. Well, if you messed up or some of us messed up, let's work on it that our children don't do that. Let's teach them. And one way you'll do it is by expecting more of them like this. Not okay, your daughter, your son's 15 years old, and all they care about is sitting on the couch and playing video games all day long.
Amen.
That is unacceptable.
Yes.
Well, they're just a kid. I just want them to grow up. No, no, they're not just a kid. In generations past, a boy at 16 had armor on and was fighting in battles. A girl of 14 was married. Are you listening? Now, society and generations have changed, but the true nature of human beings has not changed, and people's ability and capacity has not changed. This generation is requiring far too little of its children. They're treating children like they don't know anything and can't do anything, and then when they hit 18, now they're supposed to be an adult. And they hadn't been developing. No, no, no. 12 years old. He's asking these ministers that have extensive education questions that's making them scratch their head. People say, well, yeah, but Brother Keith, that's Jesus. Yeah, but he did it as a man with no unfair advantage over us. If not, then why he would have been in there when he was 3? If he was born and operated in omniscience, but the Bible said he grew. He grew and developed. He was growing, he was developing, and at this point in age of his life, he was more interested in this than in kickball.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Glory
yes.
to God.
He was more interested in the Bible than he was in chasing a rabbit.
Yes.
Or in playing tic-tac-toe or going swimming. This was, now, not to say he didn't enjoy that anymore, but this had his attention more than anything else. This had his focus more than anything else. And when his parents finally found him, they said, son, what'd you do this to us? And he said, didn't you know? You didn't know where I'd be? I had to be about my Father's business.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Childish Ways Part 3, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1603G. That's R1603G, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.